Kutateira Nase, page 52, middle of the first column, is Gimel. Okay, so the Rebbe is explaining that in order to elevate all the sparks, that has to come, the Aveda of Tefillah, basically, and it has to come from the Adam, because Adam is Machshava, and therefore higher Neshama is higher than Dibur. So therefore the world was created with Dibur, the Machshava of the Neshama elevates all the inanimate plant, animal, brings it back to the source, and so on. So he says, Vine Aliyah Sa'adam Ayyadei Tefillah, the elevation of a person that he said before, comes through davening, keep a mock, Shemagamas Adam Vechavtu Chukosi. Because there where the goal and the purpose and the desire of the person is, Shamnichl Vinidbagats Mutsi Mahusi Bukhloli Kaneda. Like it's known from the Baal Shem Tov, what the Baal Shem Tov said, Bemakim Shadatsaina Shalodam, in the place where the person's will is, the Shamhu Nimtsa, that's where he is, his essence finds itself. He said, "V'zeun yinabrachas yivarechacha Hashem." This is what the brachas mean: "Yivarechacha Hashem, Hashem should bless you." Haynu liyasri be'alos nitzutzes, should be an abundance of elevation of the sparks. In keiches nafshi salukis va'abamishibah odom, to elevate the powers of the godly soul, the animal soul. V'shibah malachim u'mashkim she'avishari tzrochov. And that all the physical needs of a person, that becomes every day brand new, because the new day, you have all these new elevations to do. And it becomes elevated through the awakening from below. Now, the Rebbe explained before that when a person davens, davening is the elevation of the nefesh habamis, right? Sukkah de Zimra, Berchas Krishma, Krishma, you come to the level of Yahafta. It's all about the Surusa del Sata. So he says, Yivarech Hashem represents the abundance of elevations that a person elevates himself to Hashem. So it says, "Kinyin bracha nemal derech moshe." A bracha said, "Halzareya tzemech min asod." If a person plants vegetation in the field, shenizra gan ba'aretz, you bury it in the land, in the ground, ad shenikmen nitman v'niskasa ba'ofer. He says like this: what's the concept of a bracha? The concept of a bracha is, you take a seed, you plant it in the ground, you cover it with the ground, and then you get a bracha. By the bracha v'atzlocha, she'ksliach v'asapedi. And through the bracha that you get, that it produces, then you create much more, an abundance, much more than the seed. The seed you plant in the ground, you cover it with the dirt, it's a tiny seed, and out comes a big plant, a big tree, whatever it may be. So you have to cover it in the ground, and then the bracha is that it grows. Like the Yerushalmi says, this is always being done, the Yerushalmi that says, Maimin b'chaye elam v'zereya. A person believes in God and he plants. Because if you didn't believe in God, then it's not going to work. I mean, it might not produce anything. The same thing it says, v'zerati is Beis Yisrael. Hashem says, I planted the Jewish nation, v'zerati li ba'aretz, and he planted me in the land. Meaning, what does it mean? Hashem plants us in the land. Yisrael heim b'china zriya. The Jews are the planting of Hashem. Hayinu zriya b'china salukus. To plant the level of godliness. Meaning, Hashem takes the neshama, covers it in dirt, i.e. the neshama, nefesh habamis in the body. And what's the purpose of the neshama planted in the body, covered by dirt, so to speak, that it should plant and grow infinite times more? That's the avodah of yid, coming into the body in nefesh habamis. It's like planting the seed in the ground. Like it says, the nimsh chulamata beila magashmi. Then the neshama comes all the way down in the gashmiistic world, and the neshama is buried in the nefesh habamis in the body, the keiches hamisavim ledvar and gashmin, and all the desires that want all these physical things. Just like the seed mamish planted in the ground, sheyale v'yitzmach, v'teisis v'ribi keichens hevashachayunis, sheyisalu gam kem yiskalu be'echa b'krishma. Okay, so Alter Rebbe says, this is the level of Yivracha Hashem. What's the bracha of Hashem? He takes the neshama, he plants it in the dirt, i.e., nefesh habamis, yetzahara, body, temptations, desires.
These are the afar.
This is the dirt that covers the neshama, that you don't see the neshama, just like you don't see the seed. But when you have the bracha of Hashem, then it grows things. It grows much more. Without the dirt, you can't plant anything.
So all those bad attributes that are analogous
are essential for the growth of the neshama. Yes. Because in order for the neshama to grow, it needs difficulties, challenges, blockages. Because, like we said yesterday, if your water flows, you can't create electricity. You can only create power when you have a dam that blocks the water. The only way you purify water is with a filter which blocks the water. That's the concept of a filter. It blocks it, and then it pushes through, and it becomes pure. In order for the neshama to become pure, it cannot become pure in Gan Eden.
It's here.
In Gan Eden, nothing can happen to the neshama. It's all good, so of course the neshama is going to do good. When it's planted in the ground, you take a seed and put it on top of a table, nothing's going to happen.
So, Rabbi, if somebody's grown, a child that is grown very protected in a holy environment, no sins, so it doesn't have the dirt to cover him.
In a certain respect, there's more gaining the other way. Similar to the concept about tshuva is greater than a tzaddik for that reason.
Wow. You don't aim for that. You don't put your kid in television.
No. Because there's plenty of it out there anyway. You don't.
So you're having a cheese. You're having a cheeseburger in order for the neshama to grow.
No. The desire to eat the cheeseburger. No, now you eat the cheeseburger, you're not growing anything.
You say we need the beracha from Hashem, it's not when we are davening, when we grow.
When we're davening, we're elevating ourselves to become closer to Hashem. But even that comes from a bracha of Hashem, that we could be able to do it. K'may merazal, le'gol le'yisrael, like the Gemara says, the Jews were not exiled, that they should add more converts. Simply to mean, the Gemara says, why did Hashem put the Jews in Golus? To make more converts from the nations. Now we know that's not true, because Jews are supposed to push away converts. We don't encourage, making converts. So he says, what does it mean to add converts? He doesn't mean physical converts. He means the sparks of Kedusha that fell all around the world when other Mauritians sinned. So the job of Jews and Gaulish is that now, if we all be in Israel, how will we elevate the sparks of California? So Abishtha puts us in California, we should elevate the sparks of Kedusha that exist in California.
Also, the sparks glow much better than a dog.
Yeah, but that...
during the day, in the sun.
Yeah, but that's when it doesn't extinguish. K'meshe kosim, v'akam al-chein osa, l'kim esa adam ba'odetz. Therefore, Hashem made the person on earth, the kabel chayis min advarim gashmi, to get life from the physical. What gives us existence? The physical, earthly things. Kadeshi is galu kol keiches demim tzimechai, that we should elevate all the powers of inanimate plant animal, and the chayis shemam lachis nefesh kol chay v'roch kabaser, bechayis and nefesh v'roch adam meilamad bekrishmo tefila. Okay, so he says like this. The purpose why a person was put into the world, Hashem planted us in this dirt, that we should be able to grow. And that's the reason why Hashem put us in the body. If not, he could have kept us in Gan Eden. Wasn't Hashem coming into Gan Eden? And that's all accomplished through davening, by elevating the powers of the neshama to godliness. Therefore, a person needs to daven every day. Why? Not only every day, but three times a day, because they need to elevate the sparks of Kedusha throughout the day. And this bracha that begins from awakening from below, it says Yishmeracha. What do we say? Yivarachacha Hashem v'yishmeracha. Hashem should bless you and He should guard you. Right? That's the first three words. Hashem should bless you and guard you. So he says, Hashem should bless you, meaning by putting you in the body, He gives you a bracha that you should be able to grow. But because you're in the like they say in Yiddish, in the red, because you're in the earth and you might become absorbed in the earth instead of growing, so it says you need to be guarded. Like it says, Shmartim as a matzah, like we learned in the other Maimonim. The matzah needs to be guarded, it shouldn't become chametz. This seed, the neshama that's in the ground, in the body of Shabbamis, needs to be protected that it shouldn't fall prey to the earth. That it should break through the earth and grow things. Shitriach l'shima min amazikin, min achitenim v'sitracha, from the external forces. Shulayim yanika mi'avazu, that they nor evil shouldn't be nourished from the level of Kedusha. Meaning like this. What nourishes evil is when a person does evil. Because we have a neshama, which is part of God. So we, with our neshama, we do evil. We're giving godliness, godly power, to evil. So we need to protect ourselves that shouldn't happen. What?
To read the Tehillim at night time, you give power to evil too.
So nah, that should be our worst aveda. Saying Tehillim at night. According to Kabbalah, you shouldn't say Tehillim at night. I promise you, though, even the Arizal would say, if it's a choice of watching television, saying Tehillim, I'm sure the Arizal will tell you, say Tehillim better. For sure. I know. This awakening, this love within the person, he says, what's the nourishment to evil? He says like this. Sometimes we feel, oh, look how great I am. I did this, I'm learning this, I did this mitzvah, I did this, I'm so great. That's nourishment to evil because that's ego. And he says, that's the guarding, he says, that a person shouldn't affect himself to think, machzik teva la'atzme, to think he's great. Orli esistav is bailus u'gadolus mimeno. Or sha'eze p'niachas v'sholem, he says, what this avoid of the Jew in the body, doing Torah mitzvahs and elevating the sparks, has to be guarded that it shouldn't come to evil. What's the evil? To get haughtiness from it, to get honor from it, to glory from it, or whatever. Kimi yalabar Hashem, because the pasuk says, who is able to go up to the mountain of Hashem, the ki kabayim of our levov, clean hands and a pure heart. Pirish par levov. What does it mean, pure heart? Pure means, when you say something is pure gold, it means there's nothing else in it. Whenever you say a pure object, it means there's nothing else in it. Pure avoda means there's nothing else in the avoda, i.e. ego, pride, honor, glory, external reasons why we're doing it. That needs to be guarded. Vine, aide, eserusa de lesata. Through this aved of the Jew down here, it's an also the Leila becomes an awakening from above. Like it says, Im Yosim Elav Libe. If you place your spirit to Hashem, Hashem will place his spirit to us. And it says, Ruach, Aisir Ruach, one spirit draws another spirit. Ba'am Shech Ruach, and then it draws down another spirit to be Yoher Hashem Panav Eilacha. What's the second Pasik of Birchas Kehanim? After we say Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmeracha, Hashem should bless us, that we should do our avoda down here, elevating the sparks. So then, after we're guarded that no evil befalls us, so then we say the second pasuk, Yoyer Hashem panav eilecha. Hashem should shine His countenance, His face, on you. That's the revelation from above. Now that revelation from above can only come through the avoda of the Jew. So first you have the first Aveda, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmeracha. We're planted in the ground, we get the bracha to grow from lower to higher. That causes the second bracha, Yoyer Hashem panav eilecha, Hashem illuminates and shines His countenance, His glory upon you. meaning shulchav is mishtaik mevakish. What is the Jew asking? We're asking Hashem, shine your face on me, right? Shine your countenance upon me. What does that mean? He says, that there's nothing besides Hashem, lemate kamei lemaila, that it should be revealed, godliness down here, just like it's revealed up there. Just like it's revealed up there, without any limitations, symptom, contractions, concealment, limitations. So we're saying, Yare Hashem panav eilecha, we should get the same revelation of godliness like up there. This is what we say Hashem should shine his countenance. That he should shine his face. What's face? The level of Chachma, like the Pasuk says, Chachmas Adam toy panim. The Chachma of the person you can see on his face. The Gemara says it. You could see on a person, looking at his face, if he's intelligent, not intelligent, or what he is. That's what Chachmas Adam, the Chachma of a person, toy upon of his face shines. So he says, you see that the revelation of face is called Chachmas Adam. It's Chachma. So when we're saying Hashem should shine his face upon us, what level of Elokus are we talking? The highest level of Elokus, which is the level of Chachma, which is the level of Bittul. Ha'inuli is koyach ma, that this level of Bittul, ben eid mulvade, or like the Gemara says, eizehu chacham, who is a smart person, sees the future. What does it mean he sees the future? Simply, the Gemara in Talmud says, like we learned many times, if the food doesn't agree with you, so full, but you like it, so full, we'll eat it now, and then they'll suffer later. A chacham sees it, it doesn't pay, because the future is not going to be good. But what does it mean in Chassidus? Eizal chacham arayas ha-neilad? Neilad means what's born. He sees the power of Hashem in everything that keeps everything existing. In other words, what is the level of a chacham which is bittul? One who sees that everything in the world is the power of Hashem. And therefore there can't be any temptations and desires against Hashem. In other words, like this. What happened, you gave the marshal of a cheeseburger. What happens if somebody desires, whatever. But a guy has a big taiva to eat a cheeseburger. Yeah, okay? So Nefesh HaBamis has a big taiva to eat it. But then the neshama understands, 1 minute. The power of Hashem, there's a power of God keeping it in the cheeseburger. That means if I eat it, I'm going to nourish evil. I'm going to strengthen evil. So the guy says to himself, 1 second, for 5 minutes of eating, I'm going to give power to evil forever? It's just stupid to do. You see the Neil, I mean, you see the power of Hashem that's in the world, keeping the world in existence, so the person realizes, of course I'm not going to sin. How can I go against what Hashem make the existence of this cheeseburger, so to speak, is the power of Hashem, so I should eat it and go against the will of Hashem? It doesn't make sense. That's what it means. There's al chacham, harayas ha-neil. He sees the future. The Torah says, believe it or not, listen. The Torah says, the Jews are Am, Chocham, V'novain, Hagoy, Agodol Hazeh. Torah says, Hashem says, this nation, Am, Chocham. You mean in the show?
You mean in the show? Right outside, a lot of these Jews who don't care about anything, they eat anything.
That's because of the Ruach Shtus. Whose fault is it that they don't care?
Us.
You and me. Or me and you.
They have to learn. Oh, the more you talk to them, the more you alienate them.
No, not you, because you're talking to them the wrong way.
You have to invite them to dinner. Food.
I'm serious. There was an issue years ago, a big issue in Tel Aviv, that there was an immodest bus bench, but not sneezed a woman on it. So the Haredim, you know, they came and destroyed the bench. So the secular Jews in Tel Aviv, this is nice, it's a famous story. I remember when it happened years ago, 20 years ago maybe. So the secular Jews came and took a Sefer Torah and threw it on the floor and did a whole thing. Okay? So to retaliate for what they did. So it became a whole tumult in the world. How could the secular Israelis do such a thing? Yeah? Now let me ask you a question. Whose fault was it that they did it? Not because the from guys ruined the bench. No. Whose fault is it that secular Jews don't know the holiness of the Torah? I'm not talking about who caused them, you know, their retaliation, so you can't. I'm saying more than that. Whose fault is it that the secular Jews don't know what a Sefer Torah is, that you don't put a Sefer Torah on the floor? You know whose fault? Mine and yours.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. We should be teaching everybody.
Rabbi, it was a systemic, well-designed Zionist and secular and communist Bolsheviks type that came and they laid the foundation for education in Israel.
Yeah, you
weren't.
You weren't here Shavuos night. Okay.
What?
We spoke about that Shavuos night. But anyway, it's not for now. The point is, the
I
point.
Spoke about it too,
shall we? I'm so excited. I'm sure we spoke differently. Anyway, the point is, why did the Rebbe say we have to go out into the world and teach Jews? There was a story in Italy many years ago, this obviously when the Rebbe was still alive, there was the head shliach of Italy passed away right now, Rabbi Gershom Mendel Gerelick, the Chabad shliach in Italy. And he once got a call from the Rebbe's office at 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, but you know, those hours. There's the Rebbe's secretary on the phone, Rabbi Gerelick, obviously he was woken up from the phone call. And he says, this is Rabbi Chodakov, you know, everybody knows, Rabbi's secretary. He said, what are you doing now? He says to Rabbi Gorello, what are you doing now? He says, Rabbi Chodakov, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sleeping. He said, the Rebbe wants to know, this is what he told him, the Rebbe wants to know, how could you be sleeping now when there is one Jewish kid in Italy that doesn't have a proper Jewish education? You know, the Rebbe was a very, very brilliant, practical, normal, well, in a certain sense, he's not normal, but normal person, okay? If you woke me up 3 o'clock in the morning and said, ask that question to me, I would make sure you don't call me again. I would block your number for me, okay? The Rebbe knows that people sleep. There's a halach and Torah, you need to sleep. The Rebbe is calling him 3 o'clock in the morning and saying to him, how can you sleep when there's a Jewish kid in Italy that doesn't have proper Jewish education? What's the Rebbe saying over here?
He's amplifying the point.
He's amplifying the point very clearly that somebody could come along and say, it's my fault that kid doesn't have Jewish education. What do you want from me? Therefore, I can't sleep. He says, no, you can't sleep. Because the fact that that Jewish kid doesn't have an education is your fault and my fault. Yeah. So that's what? The neshama comes into the earth, like he says, and this awakening is from the revelation from above. Yor Hashem Panim Eilach, in a way of Pnimius. And he said, that's the level of a chach. Okay. Not Friday, it's Friday night. I'll call him tomorrow night. 7:45.